Every believer has the capacity to live as Jesus lived. Live victoriously over sin, sickness, death, poverty, and every evil works of the enemy. You can transform not just your own life, but the lives of people around you. The more you expose yourself to the words of God, the more you see it flow through you. In this message, Pastor Philip teaches on how you can respond to God's unconditional love for you. Live your life in the reality of His power and be all His Word says you can be.
I'm going to start up God's Word today and I'm going to finish it on Tuesday because I definitely cannot finish this up today. The more are you ready for me? 1 Samuel chapter 14. I'll start from verse 1. 1 Samuel chapter 14 verse 1. I would first emphasize very, very critically that the spirit of fear is real. Fear is not an emotion. Fear is not a feeling. Fear is not a mood. Fear is a spirit. Fear is a spirit. And I pray today, before coming to church, I pray that I would speak the words that would enter your heart. Definitely, like I said, I couldn't finish. But I want your hearts to be open. Lift up your right and say, Lord, you are the lifter of my head. Steer up my heart to receive your word this morning. Fear is a spirit. Fear is spirit and fear is powerful. In 1 John chapter 4 verse 8, the Bible says, fear has torment. Fear has torment. 1 John chapter 4 verse 8, fear can torment. There are people who are under serious torment of fear. You can't do what you want to do. You can't go where you want to go because of the torment of fear. Fear paralyzes. And people are afraid of different things. People are solely afraid. Some are afraid of getting sick. People are afraid of getting sick. If you've seen someone who died miserably or terribly of a sickness, people are afraid of getting sick. People are afraid of dying. People are afraid of losing their job. People are afraid of not being able to pay their bills or being able to meet up with their bills. People are afraid of being embarrassed. The fear of embarrassment is a strong fear. The fear of being embarrassed is a real fear. I mean, you don't go express your feeling again. Now, LOL you collect. The fear of being embarrassed is, this is why some guys have not been able to walk up to some ladies, even though they love them. Fear of being embarrassed is real fear. Of defeat and failure, fear of being rejected by people you want to accept you, fear of being alone. People are afraid of being alone. It's real. It's real. People have stayed back in abusive relationships because they don't want to be alone. It's real. Fear is a spirit. Fear is the way Satan leads. Satan leads with fear. God leads with faith. Satan leads with fear. God never leads us with fear. God never leads us with fear. Let me say that again. If you ever feel fear, it didn't come from God. If God doesn't want you to travel, He will not show you by fear of blood splattered everywhere. God will tell you, don't travel. Are you following my point? Are you following me? You are not answering me back, church. I need to be sure you're with me. God does not lead by fear. If you want to start a business and you are so afraid, it didn't come from God. If God doesn't want you to start that business, He will tell you, my son, don't start that business. My daughter, don't start that. He will not tell you with fear. God does not use fear at all. Fear is real. Fear is to Satan what faith is to God. Fear is to Satan. That's how powerful fear is. Fear and faith are two opposing forces with equal power. Faith attracts God. Fear attracts Satan. Job says, the things that I've greatly feared has happened to me. So if faith brings to pass the things that you believe for, fear brings to pass the things that you fear. In the real sense, fear and faith are both beliefs. Fear is believing the words of Satan. Faith is believing the words of God. Fear is powerful. But I don't want to belabor that. I'll talk about that on Tuesday. You don't want to miss out on online service on Tuesday. I'll be teaching more and more deliberately on this. But 1 Samuel chapter 14 verse 1. Are you there tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
Can we start from verse 1?
Mm-hmm. Now it came to pass.
It came to pass.
Upon a day.
Yes.
That Jonathan the son of Saul.
Jonathan the son of Saul.
Said unto the young man.
Said unto the young man.
That bear his armor.
That bear his armor.
Come.
Come.
And let us go over to the Philistines.
Let us go over to the Philistines' garrison.
That is on the other side.
That is on the other side.
But he told not his
Now,
father.
Listen to me. I need to give you a little bit of context to the scripture. I'm going to round this up very fast. The Philistines are categorical enemies of Israel. The Bible said that the whole anointing that Samson carried was to deal with the Philistines. And we know how Samson ended his life. So instead of utterly destroying the Philistines, Samson used his power for something else. Samson never used his power for God. Every time you see Samson displays power, it's because of women. Carry gates because of prostitutes. Kill lion because of young girl. You know, everything. That's why people abuse the power that God has given to them. That was who Samson was. So Samson didn't destroy the Philistines. And so Israel at this point had to still deal with the Philistines. Now, Saul, who God had appointed a king, had missed his way. He had begun to use manipulation. He was no longer in a place where he could hear God. And so everybody that he was supposed to protect were hiding in caves and in holes. This is the background to this story. The Bible says that the Philistines are now in a garrison. And Jonathan, how many of you know Jonathan? Is Jonathan in the house this morning? Jonathan, where are you? That's Jonathan back there. Jonathan is one of the most powerful characters in the Old Testament, but he doesn't get mentioned so much. He's a loyal. When you call loyalty, loyal to his friend, loyal to his father. So Jonathan says to the armor bearer, come. Let's go back to verse 1. Give me verse 1 quickly. He says, come, let us go to the other side. And he told not his father. He didn't tell the father, be careful who you talk to about what God is doing inside your heart. Not everyone can ask the capacity to handle the power of what God is putting in your spirit. Not everyone. He didn't tell his father. Some people have the habit of going about. The moment God gives them something, he gives them a word. They have not even allowed the word to take root in their heart. They already post it on Facebook. Hey, the Lord is going to say, they don't even understand the context, the power, the scope of what God is telling them. They don't even know what it is. They are already posting it. So you see, people are looking for confirmation, looking for affirmation, looking for approval. God has given you a word. You're not asking people one by one, asking them, what do you think? This is what God is telling me. What do you think? This is what God is telling me. What do you think? So when they ask, and they are now wondering, after asking everybody for 2 weeks, how come I'm so afraid? Because everybody you ask had a negative opinion about what God has told you. How many times has God said something to your heart and you went about asking people? And now you don't even have the strong conviction in your spirit anymore because you asked me. Jonathan didn't ask anybody. Be careful who you tell. In Galatians 1 verse 15, let's read that. Do more. Galatians 1 verse 15. Paul said when God called him, he didn't confer with flesh and blood. Galatians 1 15. We're coming back to 1 Samuel.
When it pleased God.
When it pleased God.
Who separated me. And he called me by his grace.
Yes.
To reveal his son in me.
Yes.
That I might preach him among the heathen.
Yes.
Immediately. I conferred not with flesh and blood.
Do you have NLT for this? When God began to speak to me, what does NLT say for verse 16?
For verse 16.
Then he revealed his son to me so that I could proclaim the good news about Jesus to the Gentiles. When all this happened to me, I did not do what everybody does. I want to go.
I did not rush out to consult with any human being.
I did not rush to consult with anyone else. The root of fear is hearing. Faith comes by hearing, and so does fear. You cannot be afraid of what you've not heard about. Nobody knew what COVID-19 was until you started hearing about it. Why is there so much fear in your heart? You open your ears for so many things. Say, I did not rush. Instead, what did I do? Give me verse 17. No, take it out. Verse 17. What did I do instead?
Nor did I go up to Jerusalem to consult with those who were apostles.
So, I did not even go to Jerusalem to go and meet my spiritual parents. Let me explain how this is critical. Because sometimes God is calling to something. You please follow me closely. God is calling to something that has never been done before. Now, God was calling Saul to teach the Gentiles. There was nobody in Israel that was teaching Gentiles. Nobody that accepted it. Are you following my point? Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
SSC, are you here this morning?
Yes, sir.
Nobody would have agreed that God could call anybody to go speak to Gentiles, even though they were spiritual parents. You must be careful of spiritual parents. you know, I need to say this, I need to balance it. Because he ended up telling them anyway. But he spent 3 years in Arabia and ensured that that conviction was already rooted in his heart before he shared with anyone. If you are not sure, don't share. You share too early. God is calling to a business. Now you have a mentor in that business. And God is saying that instead of doing it like this, this is how I want to start doing this business. You are not even sure yet. You rush to your mentor. The terrible thing about experience is that experience blocks expectation. I want to explain this thing. Experience is an enemy of expectation. Because I already know how it works. I already know how it works. I don't expect it to work anywhere outside this way it works. And because I'm experienced in it, I am naturally, you know, I'm not adverse to any idea that doesn't align with what we already have. So God said, I'm going to call you to begin to do this and do that. There are people who are uncomfortable with how I was pastoring myself. When I said, Ashe Juni nightclub. Okay. Not everyone can agree with that. And I'm not sent to everyone. I went to a pastor's conference in Lagos last year, January. It was all pastor's conference. They did not eat with me. I went with torn jeans. Well, my hair is even worse then than this one. It went back. Like, you know, I removed the tail. It went back. They didn't eat. So when it's time to take lunch, everybody went to one side. I only ate alone with the Holy Spirit. So when my friend came from Ibadan, he now saw me. And my friend was very popular in that gathering. So when he saw him, you know, hey, Philip, you came. You know that guy? Is he a pastor? Is that our pastor? I did not confer with flesh and blood. Be careful who you speak to when God is saying things to your heart. The root of fear is hearing. Continue, Duma. What does it say next?
Then 3 years later.
No, I'm going back to 1 Samuel quickly. 1 Samuel chapter 14. 1 Samuel chapter 14 verse 1. I want to be very fast. I'm rushing this. 1 Samuel 14 verse 1. Go to verse 2. Read verse 2, 3, and then 4. Let's go on.
Meanwhile, Saul and his 600 men.
So Saul and 600 men
were camped on the outside.
Of Gibeah.
Around the pomegranate tree.
Under a pomegranate tree. So they were under the tree when the enemy was camping against Israel. Continue.
Which is in Migron.
Yes.
And the people that were with him.
The people that were with Saul. Please follow this very closely. Look at your Bible. Yes, they are who?
Were about 600 men.
600 men were with him.
And Ahia.
Ahijah was the priest. Ahijah was the priest. The priest was a custodian of the law, was with Saul. Remember that Jonathan was only with his armor bearer. Did you remember? Church, now answer me. Yeah, he was only with his armor bearer. But this guy, Saul, was with the priest and 600 men. And Ahia, the son of Ahitub, Ichabod's brother, the son of Phinehas, the son of Eli, the Lord's priest in Shiloh, wearing an ephod. And the people knew not that Jonathan was gone. He slipped away. Next verse. What does it say next?
To reach the Philistine outpost.
Yes.
Jonathan had to go down.
Jonathan had this verse 4. Are you in verse 4?
Yes.
Yes. I'm in verse 4. And between the passages by which Jonathan sought to go over to the Philistines' garrison, there was a sharp rock on one side. That's verse 4. Dumo. Are you in verse 4? A sharp rock on one side and on the other side. The name of one was Bozes. Mark that word, Bozes. The name of the rock was Bozes, and the other side was Sinner. The name of the rock on one side was Bozes. Now, Jonathan was going in what he believed was God's plan and God's will for his life. But the Bible says he had to take a passage between two rocks. One rock was called Bozes, and the other rock was called Sinner. Now, Bozes means slippery. Sinner means thorny. Slippery and thorny. He was passing through slippery and thorny because nobody told me it was going to be easy. The fact that you are going through God's will or going through God's plan for your life does not mean it's going to be easy. The Bible says with God, all things are possible. Not all things are easy. Can I tell you very clearly this morning that the fact that things are even stormy for you may be a proof that you're in God's plan. Storms may be proofs of God's plan. The fact that it's so difficult, storms and wars are proofs that you may be in God's plan. So Jonathan had to pass. He had to pass. Through slippery and thorny. Slippery and... Give me verse 5. What does it say next? Help me do more.
The forefront of the one...
Yes.
...was situate northward...
Yes.
...over against Michmash...
Yes.
...and the other southward...
Yes.
...over against Gibeah...
Yes.
...and Jonathan said to the young man that bare his...
Yes.
Armor, ...come...
Yes.
...and let us go over unto the...
Are person. You on KJV? Yes, is this KJV? Come. Can everyone put your eyes on the screen? Come, let us go over unto the garrison of this uncircumcised. You see, Jonathan uses a derogatory word for them. You know, sometimes you are speaking to yourself. Let me go and finish this thing. Let me go and deal with this thing. In your mind, you are trying to downgrade that thing, to build faith in your heart. Are you following my point? He said, let me go and meet this uncircumcised. He said, because don't take it out. I need that scripture on the screen. It may be. Someone say maybe. It may be that the Lord will work for us. Somebody say maybe.
Maybe.
Say it again. Say maybe.
Maybe.
So Jonathan and his armor bearer were going to face a garrison of Philistines on maybe. Jonathan and his armor bearer, two of them, were going to face a garrison of Philistines on maybe. They were confident and uncertain at the same time. Give me NLT for that scripture, verse 6. You see, this verse 6 is a scripture that changed my life. Verse 6 says, perhaps the Lord will help us. Perhaps, maybe the Lord will help us. Maybe if we start, maybe it will never leave us. The maybes never leave. No matter how far you go in destiny, there will be always room for probabilities. Some of you have not been able to take any step in your life because you are waiting for assurance. Sorry, assurance self was not assured. Finally, they showed up that there's no assurance outside God. You get what I mean? If you get it, you get it. Maybe God. Let's go. Maybe God. Let's run. Maybe God. You are confident and uncertain. There is no way God speaks to you. I've heard God for many years. He will always leave room for doubt. It is God's design that he will speak to you in a way that you will be able to doubt whether he's the one. It's deliberate. Because hope that he sins no longer what? You guys, I said it last Sunday now. Hope that he sins no longer what? If you have seen it and it's clear, it's no longer hope. Faith is that it's uncertain. You are not sure. You are looking as if it's a glass. But God is calling you. Say, my son, come. You are not sure. When I started church, I was not sure. It was a maybe. Perhaps God will help us. Someone say perhaps. Tell me, say neighbor. Is it perhaps? It's perhaps. Perhaps. Perhaps, oh my brother. Perhaps God will help me. It's a 50-50. If I wait for 100, I will never move. I will never move. So let's go to verse 7. Let's take NLT verse 7. I love NLT in this place. NLT verse 7, verse 8. Help me.
Do what you think is best.
Yes.
The armor bearer replied.
Let's go across. So it says, do what the armor bearer says, do what you think is best. The youth replied. I'm with you completely, whatever you decide. Now you see, you need people like that in your life. Someone say, I need people like this in my life. People that can share your goals with you. Say, don't worry, let's go. There are people like that in this church. Say, pastor, let's go. Let's go and do it. I say, we're going to pray. Hey, let's go and do it. We can do it. Some people are very hesitant. And that's why you have to be careful who you share your dreams with. You see, if you stay around fearful people, you'll soon start hesitating. When you choose your friends, choose people who have heart. You say, let's go. Come on, let's go. Whatever you decide. Next verse. Verse 8. What does it say?
All right then.
All right then, Jonathan told him. We'll cross over and let them
see us.
Can you imagine the foolishness? You people are just two. You see, there's a lot of dumbness in scriptures, in quotes. Faith as an element of foolishness. I think that if you want to kill somebody, you should sneak in on them when they are not watching. They said, let them see us. So two of them, now we're going to stand. Hey, we here. Continue. It gets dumber than this. See what they do next. What they do next. Give me next verse quickly. If they say to us, stay where you are or we'll kill you, then we'll stop and not go up to them. Next verse. But if they say, come up and fight, then we'll go. That will be the Lord's sign that it will help us defeat them. Can you imagine? Two of them. And they are declaring that that's the Lord's sign. Did you hear God's voice in all the scripture? Please, what did God say to you? You are waiting too late. You see that prompting in your heart? I wish I could preach this scripture. I can't preach this anymore. I can't preach this morning. You see that longing in your heart? That push, that passion, that fire is God speaking to you. Some of you are waiting for a voice to sound from heaven when your community is already crying out to you. So let's go. If they tell us to come, we'll go there. That is a sign. They started prophesying. That's a sign that God has defeated them. He began to declare ahead of time what God has not even done for them. Next verse. What does it say next? Next verse. Give it to me. When the Philistines saw them coming, they shouted, look, the Hebrews are crawling out of their holes. Next verse. Then they shouted to Jonathan, come on up here. We will teach you a lesson. Come on. Climb right behind me. So Jonathan spoke to the mobile. They have called us. Come on. Climb right behind me. Jonathan said to his armor bearer, for the Lord will help us defeat them. The Lord has not said anything until now. Only two people have been talking. Jonathan, his armor bearer, and the Philistines. Next verse. What does it say? It's just dumber, really dumber. So they climb up using both hands and feet. I don't understand this. You are going to war. Your two hands and your leg. But vulnerability is what delivers victory. You can never be victorious in life if you are not vulnerable. Faith makes you vulnerable. Step out and find out. Faith makes you vulnerable. The reason why some of you are not successful in what you're doing is that you're not vulnerable. Let me explain. It's time. You see, when you started that business, you started in a way that if you fail, nobody will know. That's why you didn't succeed. Does that make any sense? You started that thing God put in your hands. You started it in a way that if it did not work, nobody would know. So you sneaked into the business, and that is why the business is not working. You didn't put your neck out to be seen. You are afraid that it will fail, and so therefore you were very careful with stepping out. And because you were not vulnerable to failure, you see, if God puts something in your hands and you are too afraid that it will fail so much you don't start it, it will never succeed. You cannot succeed in what you have not started. Two hands, two legs, going to an enemy, vulnerable. Some of you are afraid of vulnerability. That's why you're not in a relationship. You don't be vulnerable. Say, waiting kill him. She go trust man. I waiting kill him with that. You don't want to be vulnerable. Your heart is caged in a prison. You put that prison in another prison. Nobody can reach your heart. No vulnerability. Where you are is so secured. Nobody can reach you. Not even God. When we started SLC, we shouted it out. We said, we're going. We're going strong. Kalabaka Shata. God is giving us that city. In the name. We were vulnerable. People sniffed at us. Don't mind him. Say, come on. Let's see you. Like the prices were cut. We're vulnerable. Two hands, two legs. We didn't keep one hand at all. You know, some of you enter this thing with one leg. One leg. You entered with one leg. So that if it fails. But here was Jonathan and the armor bearer. Two hands. Two legs. There was it two hands. Two legs. Say, enter with two hands and two legs. Two legs. Makes you vulnerable. Two hands, two legs. Hold nothing back. Hold nothing back. All your money went into it. All your heart went into it. You fall in love and you fall in love madly. All your heart say, no. No. I don't need Joro. Go. Now, perceive no. Now, perceive no. Now, mumu they love. Now, mumu they love. I don't have time. I promise. Amen. Vulnerability is what delivers victory. So I want us to read through the entire scripture now. Honestly, I'm going to teach on this on Tuesday. Please, wherever you are, it's an online service. Hang on this. I'm going to teach on this. It's going to change your heart, touch your life. Give me the next verse. What does it say? I want us to read it through now to the end. Next verse. Next verse, quickly. Media, help me. No, start from verse 13. So they climbed up using both hands and feet, and the Philistines fell back as Jonathan and his armor bearer killed them right and left. They killed about 20 men in all, and their bodies were scattered about half an acre. Suddenly, panic broke out in the Philistine army, both in the camp and in the field, including even in the outposts and raiding parties. And just then, an earthquake struck. You see, all that begins to happen after you decided to move. God is waiting on your move. You've been waiting on God. God is waiting on you. You have no idea what will happen after you move. The Bible says the signs have followed them. You see, the signs don't go ahead of them. The signs have been designed to follow you. They are at your back. They move as you move. So just because Jonathan and his armor bearer believed God enough, an earthquake started happening. Continue. Suddenly, panic broke. There was an earthquake, and everyone was terrified. Verse 16. Saul looked out in Gibeah, saw a strange sight. The vast army of Philistines began to melt away in every direction. How many people were fighting? Two of them went out on a perhaps. On a perhaps. On a maybe. On a 50-50. It may work. It may not work. Someone said, what if it fails? I said, what if it succeeds? We will not know until we try it out. Let's check it. So I said, step out and find out. Do it afraid. Do it the way you are. Continue. Let's not finish up. Let's see what happened to them again. Find out who isn't here. Is that verse 17? Am I in verse 17? Find out who isn't here. Saul ordered. And when they checked, they found out that Jonathan and his armor bearer were gone. Verse 18, then Saul shouted to Ahijah, bring the ephod. Now, the ephod was a material they used in hearing God's will. For at the time, Ahijah was wearing the ephod in front of the Israelites. Verse 19, but while Saul was talking to the priest, the shouting and the confusion in the Philistine army grew louder and louder. So Saul said to Ahijah, never mind, let's not ask God again. Let's be going. Let's not ask God again. You stay too long on that spot. That's why I like choices. You stay too long there. What are you doing for? Two men entered the gates of and they broke down the place. Everything started up. Said, let's ask God. Say, look, what do you do? Let's be going. Let's be going. God has moved. God has moved. Ikabatoloko palikita. God has moved. And delicate. God has moved. When I said to the Lord, I said, Lord, I've seen you open blind eyes. Yes, I've seen him open blind eyes. Lay hands on the blind eyes. Open the lay hands on dumb ears, dumb tongues. Listen, I've seen fractured bones healed. I've seen healings, HIV. I've seen cancer. I've seen God heal miracles through my hands. But I said, Lord, I've never seen you heal any man sitting on a wheelchair before. God said, I've never seen you lay hands on a man sitting on a wheelchair before. So I've been waiting on you. Say, let's not ask God again. Let's be going. Tell me, let's not ask God again. Let's be going. Let's be going. Let me explain it. Say, if you want to kill me, shut up, yeah. Too fearful. Say, let's go. Perhaps. Someone say, perhaps. Tell him, say, neighbor. It's a perhaps. Tell him. Everything you're waiting on God for is a perhaps. Maybe God will not. Maybe God. Let's try out. So we started SLC on the maybe God. I tell you the truth. I can't, I'm your pastor, I can't lie to you. God intervened. God intervened to start this church. Pastor Philly, what did you just say? Are we in the will of God? Ask yourself. So is everyone say, neighbor, let's be going. God has moved. Waiting too long. It's a voice, there's a fire in your heart. If you stay too long, it will die. Waiting too long. There's a fire in your eyes. I see your young people. Fire in your eyes. If you stay too long, expectation will die. Thank God for old age, but with old age comes a lack of expectation. It will die. Zechariah said, how will it happen? I'm already old. So I've waited for God too long. Are you afraid this morning? What are you afraid of? Are you afraid like Moses, who's failed once before? Failed once before. And so because you failed once before, you're never going to try again. Say, Pastor, I failed once before. I tried again. Yeah, Pastor, honestly, I tried it. It didn't work. Say, but try it again. Try it again. Did God try this world before? Did God try this world before? I mean, God tried. He had the first Adam and the second. Did he try Adam before? The first Adam failed. God tried again. Something, God tried again. God tried again. God canceled the entire world through Noah's ark, through Noah's rain. He tried again. He says, I'm trying again. I was a neighbor. I'm trying again. Abraham, try it again. Moses, go back. Moses, the pastor, I can't go back. I used to be addicted. I got out of addiction for 3 months. I'm back in it again. And I'm stronger in it. I'm afraid of trying to get out again. Try again. So I used to do this before. I got free for 2 weeks. I'm back in it and I'm stronger in that bondage. So try again. Try again. What are you afraid of? Are you like Joshua? And Joshua was afraid. Joshua was afraid. You don't know what it means for you to step in the shoes of Moses. The shoes of Moses is a very big shoe. Moses was a man of God. Alpha. That guy stretched his rod like this. And Red Sea parted. Joshua saw it. That guy stayed in Egypt and rained plagues on Egyptians. Joshua saw it. He said, tonight, all of you kill a lamb, put the blood all over your doorposts. Joshua saw how God moved in Egypt and killed all their firstborn. Joshua saw it. Joshua saw Moses command water from rock. He saw Moses command keys from the sky, command manna for 40 years. You see, the Bible says that the Israelites rode on the wings of Moses. He was a man of God. Moses was a man of God of no other. Even God, after telling Moses, go to the mountain and die. He was that powerful. And God said, Joshua, you are next. Joshua had never parted a bucket of water before. You don't know what it means to step in the shoes of a leader. And some of you are here, this is why I've not started anything with your life, is because you keep comparing yourself with your mentor. You say, can I ever fit in? In your eyes, you are low. Your self-esteem is terrible. You're down there. You've been broken so many times, you can't even see sense in what you're doing. Joshua was like that. All these people. You know what makes it worse? Moses failed with all his power. And Joshua, who didn't have power? God said, you are the one we use. Say, God said, excuse me. I beg your pardon. Not me, Lord, not me. So here where you are, because your mentor is so good, so strong. You can't see yourself in the shadow. You keep seeing yourself as that little person God can never use. Are you afraid? What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? You saw your mother die. You saw your father die, and that fear is creeping on your heart. Satan is creeping on your heart. My father died of sugar diabetes. I know what it is to be afraid. And when sugar ants started coming to my toilet, I said that story over and over. I knew how fear started to creep into my heart. I saw my father die. My father died a miserable death. I'm afraid. Afraid. Fear. Some of you are where you are today. You are in that relationship. That guy is smacking your face, giving you punch, blow you anyhow, but you can't come out. Because if they ask you, say, where is the man? Where is men? Where is men? Nobody in the streets. So you stay back in that relationship out of fear. You are the place of work that God is calling you out of, but you can't come out of that place of work because of fear. Fear. Fear that you'll be jobless. Fear. Fear of failure. Fear. 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 Afraid. Jonathan said, perhaps. Look at all that happened after one man and his armor bearer moved on a perhaps. Someone say on a perhaps. 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 I like it because it makes me feel stronger for the days that I'm in doubt. That there was a perhaps in the Bible. I'm not the only one who wasn't sure. Call it. I'm not the only one who wasn't sure. I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure of anything. The Bible says that we see as a glass, dark as a glass. We are not sure. If I wait to be sure, I won't do anything. So you're standing there. God calls you to start your own hospital. You are not sure. It's not good. God says, give money. Give your money. You've saved $1,000. God says, give it. He says, I'm not sure. Brother, are you not sure? Or you're afraid that if this money goes, now when will another one come? Just be clear. Come out. Face it. And you cannot pray away what God wants you to confront. You have to face it. So the entire story of our lives will start on the perhaps. We'll start on the perhaps. I'm talking to young people this morning. People with a life ahead of them. In the next 10, 15, 20 years, what your life will be the decisions you make today. The most critical and the most important decisions of your life will be taken alone. Write that down. The most important decisions of my life will be taken alone. There's no such thing as a corporate decision. No such thing. If you're going to get married, you get married alone. If you marry as a group, it can't work. If you marry our wife, it can't work. The most important thing of your life will be taken alone. So if fear holds you back, instead of faith, you will not succeed in it. Everything you see today in this place was a perhaps. When we came to this room as a perhaps. We didn't have the money for it. We only have the God for it. And I'm not lying to you. I'm your pastor. If I tell you that God showed me a vision, I'm lying. I came here on a perhaps. We came to first look for it. We saw this place. When I stood here, I said, let's take this place. Perhaps. Perhaps God will help us. And God has helped us. Perhaps. Say this, perhaps. What decisions are you holding back because of perhaps? What decisions are you making? Holding up? What steps you have taken in your life that you are not taking because you are not sure if it's going to work or not? We never hear God clearly. Write that down. We never hear God prophetically. Never. Never. Even visions that are clear. People that saw visions in campus, that are saw visions that they were going to start a mega ministry. Some of them are selling their teller now in Zenith Bank. Apologies to Zenith Bank. I'm just saying. That when they were on campus, God showed them a massive crusade, stadiums getting filled. They are teller in Zenith Bank. If you ask them, and they say, I was not really sure. Yeah, I was not sure. Because if you give it time, Satan will have enough time to sow doubts and fear and intimidation in it. And then you find you're no longer sure of what you were once sure of. Say, come now, let us go to the guys of the Philistines. Now, Perhaps God saves us. And see all the chain of what began to happen. Earthquake, volcano, argument. Blah, blah, blah. Bible says when they got there. What's that last verse? Last verse. So I don't know what it is. Yes. Yes.
And the battle continued to ravage even beyond Beth Aven.
Yes. So give me the verse before that one. 22 now.
Likewise, the men of Israel.
Show it on the screen. Verse 22.
Who
on screen.
Were hiding in the hill.
Can you show 22 on the screen? Quickly. Verse 22 on the screen. I'm round up with this. Likewise, the men who were hiding in the hills joined the chase when they saw. Give me verse 21. Verse 20. Help me. Quickly. Saul and his 600 men rushed out to the battle and found what? Doing what? Why were the Philistines killing each other? Someone said perhaps. That's why they killed each other. Philistines started killing. Mary and Martha were going to the tomb of Jesus. They said, who will help us roll away the stone? They said, let's be going first. When we get there, we will see. When they got there, the stone was already rolling. The things that are your fear, when you get it, they are no longer there. I'm telling you the truth. They're no longer there. They are no longer there. So when they got there, there was a terrible confusion everywhere. Because two people entered the garrison on a perhaps. Verse 21. Even the Hebrews who had gone over to the Philistines' army, people that have joined the Philistines, you look at the Hebrews that are now with the Philistines, they cross carpeted. The Bible says they revolted and joined in with Saul and Jonathan and the rest of the Israelites. Verse 22. Likewise, the men who were hiding in the hills joined the chase. You see, can I see? The helpers you are waiting for your move. There are people that are hiding in the hills now that God will use their money to fund you. They will not come out until you are moved. See all these guys that are coming out. Where were they? Don't be angry that nobody believes in your vision. You will run with your vision first. We'll join you later. Say, nobody believe in me. You'll be going first. We are not going to believe in you until you believe in yourself. You cannot believe in you more than you believe in yourself. Bible says everyone started coming out and they joined the chase. Verse 23. So what happened? Likewise, the man. So the Lord did what? Answer me now very quickly. The Lord did what?
Saved Israel.
Who saved Israel?
The Lord.
The Lord on the perhaps. Do you know that till now God has not said anything? I'm waiting for the voice of the Lord. Kato, speak to me, Lord. Speak to me. Your servant. Let you go. The Lord is waiting on your move. Bow down your heads. I don't want to preach. I will preach on Tuesday. There's so much I have written on my notes that I want to share, but I'll share it on Tuesday. I want you to pray with all your heart and say, Lord, I come against the spirit of fear in my heart. God is going to cause more of you into politics. Politics. Politicians are here. Strong politicians are here. Strong business entrepreneurs are here. Global business owners are here. Global. People are going to run business intercontinentally are here. God is waiting on your move. Come on. Every grip of fear in my heart, I break it now. Kilabako Sataya. Endolukubota. I break it now. Now. Ekiki bliki bliki bliki. Intokokoto kulukuta. Every grip of fear in my heart, I break it now. Now, are you praying? Are you praying? That chain that held my hands back, I break it. Kerabako sutele kebaliata. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Ilene matoto ko bululu kubaliata eka shika I step out in faith. I step out in courage. I receive audacity. I receive faith. Nothing is holding me back anymore. Jena mama mande. Ika mamba mamba manta. Eko sitaya. I receive audacity.
Thank you for listening to this message. Meditate on these words and watch how it will transform your life. For inquiries, please call 0909-672-9827 or 0807-548-5997. You can reach us on Instagram and Facebook. Instagram at SL Church NG. You can reach us on our Facebook. That's Supernatural Life Church.